1.
Good afternoon, Jisoo. I'm glad to hear you're interested in studying abroad.
Yes, thank you for meeting with me, Professor Smith. I'm especially interested in studying in Australia. I'd appreciate any information you can give me about the program there.
The program in Australia is at the Language Learning Centre near Sydney.
Sydney? Wow. Is the school downtown?
Actually, the campus is about 15 minutes from downtown Sydney by train. It's located in a safe residential area. Of course, there are shops and restaurants nearby, but mostly you'll find houses and apartments around the school. The location is quiet and convenient, perfect for a student.
2.
Can you tell me what type of school the center is? Is it a university or a private language school?
Sure. The Language Learning Center is a small private language school with a staff of about 5 or 6 teachers. That's something to consider carefully. At a small school, you won't have as many chances to meet Australian students and practice your English with native speakers, not like you would at a large university.
3.
How long is the program? Can you tell me how long students usually study there?
Well, for length of stay, the centre offers 2 choices. Both of them are short programs. Students can stay either 6 weeks or 12 weeks. Unfortunately, they don't have any longer program options. Some people may disagree, but personally, I think students need much more time to really learn the language and the culture.
4.
Okay, let's move on to class size. As you know, the centre is a small school, so the classes are mainly small group classes. The average class size is 5 to 10 students. They also offer private classes for students interested in studying just one-on-one with a teacher.
Professor Smith, do you think a small group class is better than a large class? What's the difference?
Good question. With small group or private classes, you really have a chance to use your English in class. And when you use your English, you can improve more quickly. I think in large classes, the improvement can take longer.
5.
Is there anything else you wanted to know about, Jisoo?
Yes. Can you tell me what kind of housing is available?
The school has a small dorm located next to the school building. You'd be in a room with a student from another country, or possibly from the same country. You can also rent an apartment in town, if you prefer.
How about a homestay? Can I do that?
Yes. The school can also match you with a homestay family and arrange the details of the homestay for you. For studying abroad, I think it's important to have a lot of options. And for a small school, the Language Learning Centre really offers a lot of housing choices. There's something for everyone.
Wow, it sounds great. Now I'm really excited about studying abroad. Thanks a lot for your help, Professor Smith.
You're welcome. Good luck. I'm sure you'll have a great study abroad experience.